Thanks to Suncorp Bank. Everyday banking as individual as you are.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Certainly is. Very happy Wednesday, everybody. If you've just joined us, welcome to what is to be a great show.
Yeah, coincidental Wednesday coming up after 7:30. Can't wait for that.
Well, don't bury the lead, though, because today we're talking to Freddie...
Nathan Hainmarsh.
He's got a new name.
I know, mate. He's a para legend. We're talking to Nathan Hainmarsh.
You did ask. Oh, God.
Yeah. No, I did not ask.
No, you
I
did ask didn't, before the show.
I knew he didn't play in the premiership.
That he was he part of that one premiership
no,
they won.
That was a joke.
That was not a joke.
That was
I know your joke face, nah, and that was not your joke face.
That was definitely a joke. I know that he should have got a premiership. Unlucky. Not his fault. He did everything he possibly could as a human to drag that club across the line, and they didn't come with him.
Whoa.
So you're saying his teammates let him down?
Yes.
Strong words.
100% saying that. He knows. Words. He knows if he had been another club, he could have got 15 to 20 premierships.
I look forward to you asking him, yeah.
Yeah, which of the teammates let him down? Let's go in order.
Just go from A to Z, mate. Every one of them. Now, he's also got a Mad Star Casino voucher to hand out.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're thinking, what am I going to do for the game tonight, Aaron? Oh. He's got a $500 bar tab at the 24/7 Sports Bar and Star Casino when we speak to him to give away before 7 o'clock.
He's going to flick that out.
Wow, $500.
Yeah.
Is it just to be used on drinks or can you use it at the...
Ka-ching. Well, I don't know. You could launder it, possibly.
Don't
use the word launder.
No. Use the word launder.
Just use the word launder.
Just
you could launder your bar tab. You can't launder a bar tab.
It's terrible.
You wouldn't need to because it's not money you've obtained through criminal means. No, why would you need to launder it?
We said we were going to focus and we need to.
Correct.
What? I opened the Daily Telegraph today and on one of the pages... I don't know which page it is, but whatever. One of the pages, I saw something where I thought, that's not right. There's a dog claiming to be Sydney's oldest. Mm. I put it to you that we have people listening right now who have old dogs.
Okay, how old do you want?
I don't know. I'm going to open it to the floor.
Well, what is it?
How old is your dog? I'm not going to say the age of the dog in the newspaper.
Okay, great. You've got an old dog. Call us on 13 10 60. Now, Jack, everyone's getting a very special Origin theme prize today, are they not?
That's right indeed, Mr. Cavalier. Krispy Kremes for everybody who gets on air with us today. Krispy Kreme Australia is launching limited edition New South Wales Blues and Queensland Maroons donuts for each game this series. So everyone who gets on with us today is going to get themselves a box of those donuts.
What?
You know what? I'm gonna start. All right, I've got a reserve prize. Your dog has to be over 10.
No.
Do you have a dog over 10 years of age?
Cat?
Oh, we can go with cat if you like, but I
bird.
Prefer... tortoise? I don't know. I want a dog.
Tortoise would be good.
Tortoise has lived for a long time, but can you tell me as a non-dog owner / person, what's the average life expectancy for a dog? Like what is considered old in dog? And are you talking dog years or human years?
I'm talking dog
You haven't
dog
specified
years.
That. So you want to... Well, what's 10 years in dog years in human years?
It's 7, I believe. So if you had a 10-year-old dog, it would be 70.
I'm so confused.
Oh, well, do you have a dog over 10? If you do...
The 10
you
human years?
No, dog years. I don't know, a 10 human years would be a dog over 18 months, wouldn't it? I don't know. I don't know what's on that.
30.
Do you have a dog...
Hang on, Aaron's right. You're doing the conversion
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, you're totally
We want it in human years.
Yeah, we want human years. In the paper, yes. They're referring to the dog in human
years.
So we need human years.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. 13, 10, 60. How old is your dog? That is the question. Get on the phone.
And you will get donuts.
Yeah, donuts for everybody. And we mean actual donuts. We don't mean nothing. You get donuts. Krispy Kreme.
Today FM. I'm all for, newspapers and stories and things to read. But every now and again you go, oh, hang on, there's not a story, And when I see a photo of a dog, a Jack Russell, Fox Terrier Cross, called Trixie, on page 16 of the Daily Telegraph. And, you know, I'm not saying it's not a cute dog, but what I'm saying is I don't believe the story. The owner...
Yeah, big shout out to the journalist, Kelsey Hogan.
Yeah, well, I love Kelsey, and she, and you've got us talking, Kelsey, so
well
done.
You just said
that
her story is a lie.
No, I want to put it to the people to see if it is. Because the owner, Angela, has claimed that Trixie is the oldest dog in Sydney. Mm. And you know what? And I dispute that because guess what? Trixie did not even see Kathy Freeman win gold at the 2000 Olympics. Mm. You're telling me there's not dogs who didn't see Kathy Freeman run around Olympic Stadium?
No, look, it's a great point. And if your dog has any memories of the space suit that she wore, or Jose Marie Parekh bottling it at the airport.
Yeah, that was great when she pulled out, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kathy would have won anyway, mate. Do you worry about that?
No.
So we're looking for Sydney's oldest dog.
Here we go.
All right, so...
Well, here comes Teresa from Ambervale. How old's your dog, Teresa?
She's 14.
What is it? Is it a bed's a small dog, isn't it?
No, she's a Beagle cross blue cattle dog.
What's her name?
Abby.
Yep, Abby.
Abby.
Look, Abby's not Sydney's oldest dog.
I'll tell you what, beagles will last, though.
They last. They're good value.
Yeah, they're value dogs. They're a value proposition, a beagle.
Yeah, they don't run out of tread. I'm sorry, Teresa, but you get your donuts.
Yeah, she does. She gets her Origin Krispy Kreme donuts. Here's Janelle from Maroubra. Oh, no, it was Janelle from Maroubra, but she's wandered off. Here's Aga from Rose Bay. No,
hi,
she's
how
wandered.
Are you?
Hi. Yeah, talk us through it.
What we got?
How old's your dog?
Well, she's 16 going on 17.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Well, what do you mean going on 17? I mean, when did she turn 17?
We don't really know if she's going to make it.
Oh, right.
Already, I like
she's deaf
it.
Deaf and blind. And she got left with us by our neighbours who said that they were going to Thailand for 3 weeks. Mm. And that was 10 years ago.
They just never came back.
Never came back.
What happened to their house? Did they sell it?
No, they just moved out. Yeah,
they were renting.
We just basically never saw them again. Yeah, they were renting.
Right. It's a good way to go, though.
What a great way to get rid of a dog.
Yeah, just move.
I know.
You've loved that dog.
I tracked them down, and they live in Melbourne now and have another dog. So, yeah.
Well, you could present them with the... No, but you love your dog, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do. She's sweet.
Yeah, so
well, you got the Krispy Kreme donuts, but I don't know. Here's Leah from Penrith. Leah, how old's your dog?
Hi, our dog Charlie's 16, going on 17.
It's pretty good.
She was 16 at Easter.
Okay, now
she's as deaf as a post, but she's a greyhound bitzer, so she loves to run.
Yeah, and she's still running.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does zoomies after work in the afternoon, but apart from that, she sleeps all day.
I reckon she can get over Trixie, who's 21. But you're nearly the oldest. Jason from Ballymore, how old's your dog?
17.
A small dog?
Little Jack Russell.
Yes, Jack Russells just never stop.
They live forever.
Is she in good health, Jason?
Yeah, she's good. She's just going a bit deaf at the moment and going a bit blind, so...
You know what? And good on you, and everyone gets their Krispy Kremes, but no one has got to Trixie. So maybe Trixie is... Sydney's oldest dog at 21.
But there was a Guinness World Record. The oldest dog was an Australian cattle dog named Bluey, who lived to the age of 29. But that was back in the 30s.
Mm. Was it easier for dogs to live then? They had less that would kill them. No COVID, I suppose. But they did have the Spanish flu. Could have done them in.
That would have been tough to contend with. Most dogs live for 8 to 15 years. So all of ours were above average, except for the couple that were below that.
You know, I've got one at home. Barkley, we got him in 2006. So he's like, and he was a year old when we got him.
Yeah, he's 16.
Well, he's got many years left in him, many good biting years.
Yeah, still going to bite people. That's the way to stay young if you're a dog. Bite strangers and don't get punished for it.
Yeah, but you know what? I stand corrected. I think Trixie might be Sydney's oldest dog. So
good sex.
Should have been front. Front.
The Today FM morning crew catch up.
Mate, so I've had some big nights at that. In fact, I once went on a date to the casino, right? And the person forgot his wallet.
Yeah, I know.
So I could have used that voucher. And you guys know who this person is.
I know. I know I do. I remember who you said it was. famous person.
Yes.
And he
forgot his wallet.
You want to get some clickbait happening? We should.
Just say who it is.
Okay. There is no chance in the history of civilization that I will reveal who it is.
Because we don't know, Ed, and you've got to remember this. We don't know that person's circumstances at the time.
That's not Aaron's fault.
No, I know that.
I promise
that,
I think they were. In fact, what if they weren't?
But also, there's women listening right now, Ed, who if she does that, they'll go, all right, well, I'll just tell my Ed Cavalier story to one of the other stations. Yeah? Yeah? I don't know if there is any Ed Cavalier stories, but
well, from what I've heard, there are.
Ring up
back
the ABC
in the day,
and say
cut a swathe.
So you're going to ring up the ABC about me?
Why would you do?
Just giving my Instagram password to Bryce, our guy here. So God knows what's going to go on there. Bryce, do not do anything weird with my Instagram, right?
Does he have your Twitter password or just Instagram?
He doesn't have my Twitter.
Oh,
password,
that's the one you want. Yeah, absolutely. That's how you create some waves.
Yeah. You could just like some of the tweets. All you have to do is like a tweet now and you're gone.
See the private messages that me and Joe Hildebrand had. Or Steve Price.
Pricey. Now I'm interested.
Exactly. Mike Carlton.
Don't know who that is. It's probably not the first thing I'd do. When we come back.
We're doing it now.
Are we?
Yeah. Good. Aaron, what happened in the toilet?
God, is nothing sacred?
You
brought this up.
I didn't. Well, I'm wearing a bodysuit. It's actually a lovely purple. Oh, God, it's actually maroon, which is awful given today's State of Origin Day. But I'm wearing a bodysuit, and it was fine when I put it on at home, and then on the drive here.
You need to go to the toilet?
No, just the pain. It's a bit small because I think it's for people with less up top.
All right.
So when you've got more up
chest.
Yes. So because the chest goes out a bit, it pulls the fabric up, and I now am in danger of not being able to have more children, I suspect, because
your nipples being sawn off?
No.
Well, I don't know what's happening,
mate. That's terrible.
What is she talking about? A compression in her chest, isn't
no.
she?
She's saying that the awning is so the because it's pulling the awning at the top. The fabric down below is pulling up as well, and poor Aaron's is struggling for
downstairs.
Room stairs. Yeah.
Yeah. So actually that's worse than what your guess was, to be honest.
It's a groin situation.
So usually there's press studs on the bottom and you can just release a press stud of your bodysuit to give you more breathing room.
Gotcha.
But this didn't have press studs, so I had to borrow scissors from Alex,
one of our producers,
and I've cut the bottom of the bodysuit. So look, I'll show you now.
Better.
And this is, oh my God, honestly, it's the greatest, apart from having my child. Look how short this was, though.
Can you imagine
how that would have
tied up in a knot? You look like Daisy Duke.
But excuse my ignorance, but before you cut it, was it like a full, did it go like a,
it was like
a one-piece
Borat.
Swimsuit?
It was Borat.
Was it a one-piece?
Yes,
it was a one-piece.
Like one-piece, but it was.
It was a G-banger at the back?
And worse at the front.
Goodness me.
Like it was Borat on steroids.
What is the point of it? Is it ever to be used without pants?
No, not really. But the whole point is that you keep it tight fitting. So when you wear kind of pants over the top, because it's a bodysuit, it's just a nice tight fit. So it doesn't get baggy or anything at the top. So it's slimlined.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that existed in something you could wear.
In a garment?
Yeah, I thought it would have been so some people, would they have worn it without pants? Seriously.
I can't imagine.
It's so you can't see the line it's having on the pant, and it's like sheer on the tummy and the back and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bodysuit. It's like a wetsuit.
It's like a wetsuit.
Sure. But so you've ruined it now. How much was it?
Oh, it was
cheap. You've actually cut it in half.
It was cheap.
How much?
Oh, I don't know, like maybe $40 or something. I don't know.
Oh, really? You can get them that cheap.
Well, let's keep
it. It's a bodysuit. It's like a singlet. It's like a top with a bottom that clips. It's like a nappy. It's like a baby's onesie.
We've never seen one before, mate. Does Tiffany wear them, Ed? Because Holly does not wear these things. You know, does Tiffany ever worn something similar? Let's be honest here.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go. Should I get one for Holly? Should I give her the option?
Yes, you should.
Or I will. All right. So wear this.
You say, hey, honey, and if it's too tight up top, we can always cut it.
Exactly. I'll get the Stanley knife out. They're getting down to business in Townsville tonight when the Blues smash the Maroons in what I'm calling revenge, sweet, sweet revenge. And it's best served cold. Isn't it Nathan Hindmarsh?
Nathan? He called you Hindmarsh.
I tried to get the sentence out in one go, and I want to be smooth. I want my passes to be smoother, but every now and again.
Have you ever been called Nathan Hindmarsh before?
No, that's a first. That's a first, but it's okay. But I'm used to all different names at the moment, especially from home, from my wife, because I'm not at home.
Oh, how is beautiful Bonnie?
Oh, she'll be right. She's, you know, but I had a good night's sleep last night. I didn't have a 5-year-old in the bed with me, which was outstanding. So I'm looking forward to a beautiful Origin evening tonight.
You know what? And I reckon she'll be right. It's like, you know, that's a lot of men. It's a lot of men who've got that sentiment. She'll be right. Yeah, she'll be right. She'll be fine.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
Well, I'm Team Bonnie, just FYI, putting that in the record.
Whatever.
No one cares, Erin.
Yeah, join the club.
Now, we've got $500 to give away for Star Casino.
No, because Hindy's all about you. Very kindly, Hindy, have hooked yourself up with the Star, the sports bar, the 24/7 sports bar at the Star Casino to promote their fantastic coverage of Origin. And you've slapped down $500 on the bar to give away to somebody. What a nice guy.
Well, I have. Yeah, that's how generous I am and the Star are. But yeah, 24/7 sports bar tonight. If you, obviously, for those who can't get to the game, it is a great venue to go and watch the Origin. I think the great Spud Carroll will be there hosting something tonight.
Spud Carroll? Juicy, your favourite Spud Carroll moment. Go.
Yeah, I love all potatoes. Spud just gets the job done, like, you know, thick cut chips.
He's new.
No idea.
Did you just hear that? Could you say that one more time for our clips, please, Nathan? What? Say that again. What you just said.
He's got no idea what's going on.
That's refreshing.
Thank you.
That's refreshing.
No, look, I know that the Blues are star-studded, and their bench could beat Queensland tonight. It's even their injured players. I love Pappenhausen. You know, and Pappenhausen's not playing. I know, he would be if he wasn't concussed, wouldn't he? Hindy, do you reckon?
Well, he got concussed 4 weeks ago. I thought he'd be able by now, but that's the new rule sort of thing. So it's a bit of a touchy one, that one. But, you know, the Queensland squad, it's a decent squad. We thought we'd, you know, run right over them last year. We had the first game in Adelaide where we should have actually pumped them. We were up 10-0 and they ended up winning the series. So you can't underestimate a Queensland side who's not star-studded, but they've still got their Cherry Evans and their Munster and Big Tino Fasu Malawi in the front row. So they're going to be a force, but up here in Townsville, home crowd, it's going to be a hard one for the Blues.
Yeah, no, they've got to get the job done. They do, and they will tonight. There's no doubt about it.
Husey, do you think the Blues should have picked Eric Groth Jr.?
No, I don't, because I imagine he's retired.
Do you think Brett Mullins was unlucky to miss out this year?
Hindy, you'd think back to what was your last Origin game, Hindy? When was that?
Oh, well, I really shouldn't have played it. I was useless by then. 2010. I got picked, and I'm going, what the hell have you picked me for?
How did the Blues go in that year, Nathan?
We got hammered.
It wasn't your fault, mate. It's never your fault. it's going to be big.
We got to let him go.
Yeah, he's partying hard. Are you going to crack a can? What's your first drink today, Hindy?
Oh, it's got to be midday somewhere in the world, hasn't it?
He's on.
Thanks, legend.
Go Blues. Ian from Randwick, congratulations. You've been selected by Nathan Hindmarsh to go to the Star tonight. The 24/7 Sports Bar, you got the $500 right there on the tab for you and your mates. Well done, Ian.
You absolute beauty. Go the Blues.
There we go. He's a
is that an accent we hear?
It's Irish.
It is an accent. That's a beautiful Irish accent.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
He's adopted the blue.
He
lives near you too, Aaron.
He does live in Randwick. Who are you taking tonight, Ian?
Sorry?
Who are you going to take tonight?
Well, I just have to get a squad together now, but I'm sure I'll have plenty of people putting their hands up.
Absolutely.
That'll be half an hour with his mates. I think they will inhale at 500.
Today FM, Sydney.
Please welcome.
Easy Ed and Darren's Comedy Tour of Sydney.
Yes, this is kicking off next Wednesday at the Paraleagues, home of the Eels. Visit paraleagues.com.au.
Look, I haven't done a full set since Queenstown, you know, so... And I just want to get in front of people. I just want to. I want to be right there, and I want to, you know, on the front row. I want them to, you know, experience what can be experienced.
Yeah, that's a great tease. It's him doing a full show at his home ground, the Parramatta League Club. Aaron Mullen's going to do four jokes, and here we go. Karen from Erskine Park, would you like to come along?
Oh, I got through! I can't believe it.
Well, you're coming along.
I can't wait to go.
Oh, yay.
We are super pumped to see the likes of Karen in the audience because you can just hear.
Oh, lovely.
You can hear the joy in her voice.
That's what we want.
It's a full joy show, Karen, the Karen show.
Karen show.
And you know what, Karen, can I just ask you about, are you annoyed about the name Karen being hijacked by wankers,
you know,
basically,
what?
To, you know, to try to put people down?
A name, a rose is a rose by any other name. And that's how I view it. I can't help the fact that I was given that name, Karen.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I hear? What I hear is your South African background. That's right, isn't it, Karen?
I am.
We spoke to Karen before because she's a very, I believe she's a hot lady with advanced years.
Oh, yes. Is that you, Karen?
I recognize Karen's voice.
Yes, it is.
And you're meeting me in the
flesh. We've seen the photos. Yes. We have seen the photos.
Yes. Karen's great.
Oh, it's great to have you. We want you front row, Karen. We'll get you on all the socials and you'll be laughing hard.
Well done, Karen. Here's Gary from Campbelltown. Gary, you're coming along. Congratulations.
Thanks. First ever comedy show I've seen.
Oh, amazing.
Gary.
Hughes, you'll love that.
I've only seen it on TV, so.
Yeah, no, it doesn't compare, mate.
That's great, Gary.
You're in the room. You'll walk out of there a different man, and you already sound like you're a man's man.
Yeah, I'm into Gary.
You already changed my life once too, Hughesy.
How?
You've already changed his life once. How, Gary?
How?
On the proposal.
Yeah, all right, the old proposal.
The proposal, Gary. Lovely to have you with us again. Well, we can't wait to catch up. Good work, Gaz. Fired up for Gary. And now here comes
absolutely.
Emma from Mount Cooler / Hornsby. Emma, you're coming along. Good on you. Aaron's got four jokes, Emma. Remember that. Four jokes.
Three of them I can vouch for. They're mine. The fourth, I don't know.
We're going to have to source from the. Yeah. We're going to source from a listener.
Mm. Yeah, we've got to focus on that escort material.
Yeah, it was good,
I think
eh?
That's a real fertile ground for
strength,
you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll have to work out what you're going to wear as well. Yeah. And the spectacular vision on our socials of the moment where it flicks up, revealing a relaxed woman.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's fair, isn't it?
No, it's true.
No.
But you were relaxed after
that.
Yeah,
I was, but I didn't put the moment I cut it on Instagram. It was just mock-up. Like, I went to the bathroom and cut it because it's a bit private.
Well, we're looking to get hits.
Like Lord. Lord's just done a undercarriage photo that's going off.
What,
Lord,
has she?
From
what do
New
you mean?
Zealand.
Yeah, she's going. She sort of upskirted herself. Son's skirt.
Goodness
me.
Yeah. I didn't think that was her go.
Yeah, well,
I didn't either.
I think she was more about the art rather than the visuality of it.
Oh, you can be both, mate. What are you saying?
No, I'm not saying
don't
anything.
Discourage women from doing that.
What are you saying?
People can do whatever they like. I'm not. You know that her father's a lookalike of me. You know that. So.
Okay. So, Aaron. Yesterday, you had to leave the show early because little Eliza, who just had her third birthday.
We had the party on Monday. That was wonderful, that party.
It was so, so lovely. She had the best time ever.
Yeah.
So we had to take her to hospital yesterday because she was getting grommets put in, which is a very simple, very common surgery for young ones. It's really fascinating, actually. So she's had a lot of ear infections. I'm sure a lot of parents can relate to this. Mm. So about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the GP thought that she had a foreign object in her ear, so we had to rush her to the ENT. And it was actually just a big buildup of past ear infections. And that had to be removed, which was really painful for her. And she was quite traumatized, which has changed our entire experience with doctors. Because prior to that, she didn't care about going and she didn't get distressed or anything. But it's now a different story. And yesterday we had to take her into the hospital. We went to Prince of Wales. They did such an incredible job. They're just amazing people on every single level. Brad Hazard, the health minister, you do a wonderful job. I'll say that now. I know it's not always easy, but they do a wonderful job. But we had to take her in and she had to be put under for this little procedure. And, you know, the discussion we're going to have a little bit later about which parent is your child's favourite. But Sean and I had to talk about who would go in with her while she was put under, because she's, you know, she's just turned three. She's still a little bubba, and she, you know, the second we walked in there, she was incredibly distressed because she saw people in scrubs and masks and doctors and that kind of thing. And it was me, because obviously she does like me more. And no, I am.
Strong move.
Look, I'm not going to lie. No, look, her dad's amazing. And he's the kind of stronger one of the two of us. Absolutely. But I kind of, I said to him, I will not be upset and cry, because that's my job as a mum, is to, you know, minimize her distress. So
yeah, of course.
I was actually very proud. I didn't get upset till right at the end, but we got sent to this waiting room when they called her name, and there was four other beds and four other kids in that room, and they kind of, it was actually awful. They come in one by one and take the kids out. And so once she saw one kind of child and the parent being wheeled out in the bed by a doctor, she just for about 40 minutes lost it. And to see your child, you know, really, and I do get upset, because even thinking about it makes me upset. And I know how blessed I am that this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do as a mother, you know, my child to get grommet. So I know how lucky I am.
Yeah.
But it was awful to see your child so scared and upset. And, you know, she kept saying, you know, I'm scared, Mama, I'm scared. And, you know, it's awful. And so anyway, then it was our turn, and she was just beside herself. I've never seen her more distressed. And you take her in, and then they have to put the mask on. You have to take her into an operating theatre, and she, you know, and I know everyone thinks their own children are very advanced, but I think, you know, she was so aware of what was going on. And I was trying to comfort her, but you also can't lie to them as well, because then, you know, you don't want her not to trust you again with things. So I was trying to comfort her without lying to her about what was going to happen. And anyway, we lay her on the bed, and the anaesthetist put the mask kind of over her nose and her mouth, and she was trying to fight and trying to get up.
You held it together though, didn't you?
I did up until, so for the first kind of 30 seconds, like I didn't cry, and then, you know, and then just seeing her face, and she was just looking at me with these terrified eyes, and all these people in masks are around. And I actually then just went into her, kind of went to cuddle her neck, because I started to sob then hysterically. Aww. But then she started saying, you know, Mama, come up, face. She obviously wanted to see my face. Oof, and yeah. Oh, it was, yeah. And you know, I keep thinking, my God.
Do you think Sean should have done it?
Probably.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Probably. And there
put
were
mummy under as well.
Do you know? Like, there were actually mostly.
Did she end up comforting you? It's going to be okay, Mummy.
Can I tell you something that happened to me with when we got Dad's news, and I was kind of down in Canberra going to different appointments? My little brother did say to me before, I think it was the radiation appointment, he said, Erin, no one needs a support person who needs support herself. And it was quite brutal, but it was probably quite true. But anyway, it has a very happy ending, because, you know, you get given a buzzer like you've just ordered chips at a bistro. And then when you go and wait.
Moment.
Exactly. And then the buzzer goes off, and we went in, and you go and pick up your child, and she is already, I tell you what, a different person. But they did a great job, but it's so traumatic, because just to see your child distressed and sad, it's, you know,
when we come back, we need to find out what you said to the anaesthetist.
Yes, I do cringe at this. It's probably more evidence Sean should have done it, not me.
And also we have our children, Ed, and what they have said behind our backs about what parent they would like.
Oh, behind our backs?
Well, mine's behind that. I don't know what my kids have said.
I know what mine was.
Yeah, because you coerced.
Today FM. Sydney.
Erin, not luckily, they do a great job, the health professionals of New South Wales, and your daughter Eliza had grommets put in her ears yesterday, so that she now can have less ear infections and just be happier.
And hear better as well. I've even just noticed, I didn't even realise, but the doctor reckons she would have been hearing, you know, even less than 50%.
Poor girl.
So, no, we're very much in a very happy place. Yep. Oh, what were you going to say then?
Well, I know that your partner says that you talk of a loud volume. He says that, doesn't he? That you're in public, you talk too loud. And maybe Eliza, to this point, had been hearing it at the right volume, and now she's going to go, Mum.
Are you serious? Are you saying she's brought on ear infections just to save herself from having to hear me?
I don't know. Who knows what the plan of the universe is. But what did you say to the anaesthetist?
Well, right as she kind of started to close her eyes and go to sleep, the anaesthetist looked at me and said, okay, she's asleep now. I'm embarrassed to say it, because it's just, I just said, I just said, look, I know that you're a professional, but...
Oh, no.
But?
What?
I just said, look, she's really good. We play a game where she pretends to be asleep. I just said, are you sure, she's asleep? And then a nurse kind of, he looked at me and said, yes. And then a nurse kind of ushered me out. It was, oh, God.
Yeah. You thought that he might not...
Well, I just wanted to make sure, because I'm a mother, and I thought, if just in case you hear those horror stories of people still being awake midway through... So I just said, are you sure?
Give her a bit extra.
Like she pretends sometimes.
Now, she was happy apparently to have you there, even though it sounds like it would have been better if Sean had been there.
Yeah. All the other parents with the children were dads. That says a fair bit,
What about our kids, Ed? Who's going to go first? This is my children have did a secret recording on who they would prefer to be with them in the hospital.
So I got that. I asked Arnold that, but then my wife got angry at me because she's like, why are you suggesting he has to go to the hospital? Because he wouldn't stop talking about it. So we had to edit that bit out.
You're
right? Because he kept going on about it, right? Because he's three. So then I blame you. I'm like, Dave made me do this. And then when he went to bed and I was putting him to bed, and you can just hear her on the monitor because you can hear it, right? Speak back to the monitor at the end. I thought the brief was also who is... the child's favourite, Aaron. Yeah. Who is our child's favourite? So I asked Arnold a couple of... I did not lead the witness here. Yeah. This is Arnold's thoughts.
Here we go. All right.
Mummy or daddy? Which one?
Daddy.
Yeah. Who do you prefer, mummy or daddy? Who do you like?
Daddy.
Yeah, daddy. Who's your favourite?
Daddy.
Yeah, good boy.
Sorry.
Daddy's the best, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is that Tiff in the background?
Yeah, what the hell?
I can hear the headlock you had him in. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, that was leading the witness. It was leading the witness.
I think according to any court of law, that would be leading the witness.
And you're a disgrace.
Yeah.
But I'm also the favourite. Let's go to your children.
My children did theirs without me in the room.
I know. So I've got the list here. So let's go. Let's start with your eldest. This is Raffy.
He's 12.
He's 12. Here's what Raff had to say.
Hi, I'm Raff and I'm 12 years old. And if I went to hospital, I want my mum or dad there.
What?
It's gone 50-50.
Mum or dad?
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Mum or dad. He's happy with either.
Wasn't the brief?
50-50.
He's on the fence, is he?
He's misread the brief. So here comes Sadie, currently 8.
My name is Sadie.
She's 10. Yep.
There's similar.
My name is Sadie. I'm 10 years old. And sorry, Dad, but I would prefer Mum to be there if it was happening to me. Sorry.
Oh, she's sweet, though. She apologises.
Appreciate the apology. Can I get... Well, this is...
We have to play it.
The tiebreaker, isn't it? I don't know. Yep. So it's Tess, yep.
Yeah, little Tess.
My name's Tess. I'm 8 years old. And if I had a gastroscope, I think that's what it's called, I would rather my mum there because my father would make too many pointless jokes and even though he knows I'm not in the mood.
She equates
They're
your
good joke. Jokes, mate. Good jokes.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
Next Friday at 7:30, Husey, Ed and Erin, Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. Don't forget your chance to win $100,000 again coming up at 8 o'clock with Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, that is exciting. But right now, Erin, they do a great job, the health professionals of New South Wales. And your daughter, Eliza, had grommets put in her ears yesterday so that she now can have less ear infections and just be happier.
And hear better as well. I've even just noticed. Good. I didn't even realise, but the doctor reckons she would have been hearing, you know, even less than 50%. It's been,
poor girl.
So, no, we're very much in a very happy place. Yep. Oh, what were you going to say then?
Well, I know that your partner says that you talk of a loud volume. He says that, doesn't he? That you're in public, you talk too loud. And maybe Eliza, to this point, had been hearing it at the right volume. And now she's going to go, Mum.
Are you serious? Are you saying she's brought on ear infections just to save herself from having to hear me?
I don't know. Who knows what the plan of the universe is. But what did you say to the anaesthetist?
Well, right as she kind of started to close her eyes and go to sleep, the anaesthetist looked at me and said, okay, she's asleep now. I'm embarrassed to say it because it's just, I just said, look, I know that you're a professional, but.
Oh, no.
But.
What?
I just said, look, she's really good. We play a game where she pretends to be asleep. I just said, are you sure,
she's
asleep? And then a nurse kind of, he looked at me and said, yes. And then a nurse kind of ushered me out. It was, oh, God.
You thought that he might not.
Well, I just wanted to make sure because I'm a mother. And I thought, if just in case you hear those horror stories of people still being awake midway through. So I just said, are you sure?
Give her a bit extra.
Like she pretends sometimes.
Now, she was happy, apparently, to have you there, even though it sounds like it would have been better if Sean had been there.
Yeah. All the other parents with the children were dads. That says a fair bit, yeah.
What about our kids, Ed? Who's going to go first? This is my children have did a secret recording on who they would prefer to be with them in the hospital.
So I got that. I asked Arnold that, but then my wife got angry at me because she's like, why are you suggesting he has to go to the hospital? Because he wouldn't stop talking about it. So we had to edit that bit out. Right, because he kept going on about it, right? Because he's three. So then I blame you. I'm like, Dave made me do this. And then when he went to bed and I was putting him to bed, and you can just hear her on the monitor because you can hear it, right? Speak back to the monitor at the end. I thought the brief was also who is the child's favourite, Aaron. Yeah, who is our child's favourite? So I asked Arnold a couple of... I did not lead the witness here. This is Arnold's thoughts.
Here we go. All right.
Mummy or daddy? Which one?
Daddy.
Yeah. Who do you prefer, mummy or daddy? Who do you like?
Daddy.
Yeah, daddy. Who's your favourite?
Daddy.
Yeah, good boy.
So...
Daddy's the best, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is that Tiff in the background?
Yeah, no. Yeah, what the hell?
I can hear the headlock you had him in. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was leading the witness. It was leading the witness.
I think according to any court of law, that would be leading the witness.
And you're a disgrace.
Yeah.
But I'm also the favourite. Let's go to your children.
My children did theirs without me in the room.
I know. So I've got the list here. So let's go. Let's start with your eldest. This is Raffy.
He's
12. Here's what Raff had to say.
Hi, I'm Raff and I'm 12 years old. And if I went to hospital, I want my mum or dad there.
What?
It's gone 50-50.
Mum or dad?
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Mum or dad. He's happy with
wasn't
either.
The brief.
50-50.
He's on the fence, is he?
He's misread the brief. So here comes Sadie, currently 8.
My name is Sadie. 10, mate. 10.
She's 10. Yep.
They're similar.
My name is Sadie. I'm 10 years old. And sorry, Dad, but I would prefer Mum to be there if it was happening to me. Sorry.
Oh, she's sweet, though. She apologises.
Appreciate the apology. Can I get... Well, this is...
We have to play it.
The tiebreaker, isn't it? I don't know. Yep. So it's Tess, yep.
Yeah, little Tess.
My name's Tess. I'm 8 years old. And if I had a gastroscope, I think that's what it's called, I would rather my mum there because my father would make too many pointless jokes and even though he knows I'm not in the mood.
She equates your
jokes.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
If you're towing a crane, just look up. Honestly, you've ruined everyone's day when you get stuck.
I don't think you're stuck, I think you're just broken down. I don't think you hit anything.
Sound like you hit something. I heard a crane. I thought it must have got stuck.
We all thought that.
He said it was a crane. You know, it's not my fault.
I did also say broken down truck.
Mate.
But just because the truck broke down doesn't mean it hasn't hit something on the roof as well. Yeah, they're not mutually exclusive.
Broke down and hit the tunnel. So.
In one foul swoop.
Hey, can we do coins on a Wednesday?
We certainly can. 13 10 60, get on the phone, everybody.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Big or small, we don't care. We just want them. And don't forget, everyone who gets on air with us is getting themselves some Krispy Kreme donuts. Krispy Kreme Australia is launching limited edition New South Wales Blues and Queensland Maroons donuts for each game day this series.
That's that special limited edition State of Origin Krispy Kreme, the most delicious donuts, Aaron, for your coincidence. Oh. What an incredible thing for Krispy Kreme to do, and what a great prize for a coincidence.
Well, it works for more people than the sausages that they used to colour, you know? This is more inclusive.
That was always odd. The blue sausage is always odd.
Yeah, no, everyone loves a donut.
Made me think it was blue whale.
You do make friends with donuts.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Remember we had this discussion because I made us do it on the way to New Zealand, remember?
And I think you were wrong and I didn't want to say anything.
No, I was right. You don't make friends with salad. You think you don't win. No, I swear someone looked it up. It's make.
I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. I've got one. I know that Jack's got one. Is yours quick, Jack?
No, you go, mate.
All right. So my sister-in-law the other night, what are they going to watch? I don't know who she was with, but anyway, she was, what are we going to watch? Sunday night, let's watch Saving Private Ryan, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Some private in the 101st lost 3 of his brothers and he's got a ticket home.
It's not going to be easy finding one particular soldier in the whole damn war.
So I just decided to watch that on a Sunday night on a whim. And guess what? The date was on Sunday. the 6th of June, which was the 77th anniversary of the D-Day landing, which Saving Private Ryan is all about.
Which is why it was on.
I think she watched the streaming service.
They would have put it to the front.
And they moved it to the front page because of that too.
Whatever, mate.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Let's do some coincidences.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
131060, get on the phone, everybody. Give us your coincidences.
I just got to clarify my story. It wasn't my sister-in-law who watched Saving Private Ryan. It was my brother-in-law and his girlfriend. And apparently they're not free-to-air TV people. It was definitely on a streaming service. So, no, man, we love free-to-air TV. Don't get me wrong. We're all in. Everyone's, it's a great thing. You know, don't you worry about that.
I don't want to hear from them again. They're going to disappear into their streaming hole themselves, disappear up their own streaming holes.
They're young, mate.
I don't care about that. I'm into free-to-air. Ebony from Cronulla.
Morning.
Give us your coincidence, please.
So I found out there was four of us in my workplace that were born in July 1980. I thought that was coincidence enough, but then I found out that me and one other lady were born same day, same month, same year, just 10 minutes apart.
That's crazy. It's coincidental. And man, what sort of work do you do? Would it funnel people to your age group? What sort of work is it?
Not particularly so. I'm a primary school teacher, so
yeah, it's all ages.
Yeah, there's primary a vast range.
You know, my wife is a primary school teacher.
Boom. Give him
she
the music.
She was born at the end of 79. So within months of you, I would say. You know what I mean? What in July? So 6 months different.
Yes, strong.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Ursula from Oran Park. Bring it home, Ursula.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Yeah, we're great. Thank you.
God, I love this segment. It's going too quick. Goes by too quick for me.
Well, not when we get bogged down with long, dull ones with your brother-in-law. Just to say that he hates free-to-air TV. Cool story.
mate, just face the future. We all need to get
Are you serious?
What's wrong with you?
Just drawing your own.
Has your show been renewed yet, bro? We're in the careful. It's not going to help.
Phone calls return soon. Masked Singer's coming up.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Ursula, what's your coincidence?
All right, so I was traveling through Europe many years ago, and I was in Italy, and I bumped into a guy, and he said, "Oh, I know you. You're from Seven Hills train station." I was like, yeah. Anyway, so we had been catching a train for many, many years to work, but never talking to each other. Then I flew over to Greece, and someone tapped me on the shoulder on a bus and said, "Hey, I know you. You're from Seven Hills Station."
Are you jumping out the front of Seven Hills Station? What are you doing?
Exactly. That's so memorable.
You're very hot. You're very attractive, aren't you, Ursula?
You're stunning.
Not really.
No, yeah. We need that song from that bloke. Yeah. What's his name?
James Blunt.
James Blunt.
Oh, so cool.
Well done, Jack. That song from that bloke could have been anything.
It's on a train, Rodney mate. Rude. It's beautiful. Oh. So beautiful.
Send us a photo, Ursula, and we'll decide.
You need it.
All right. The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
State of Origin Game 1 is tonight.
Yeah, live Channel 9. It's huge. Everyone will have their eyeballs on it because it's time for New South Wales to get the respect back and beat those Queensland so-and-sos, I'd say. So that's fair. We're all on the same page.
Most of us are.
Yeah.
Well, we should be.
So, Ed, tell me, you're a passionate Blues supporter, yeah?
No, I support Queensland.
Yeah.
But you grew up in New South Wales.
Yes, but I was very, very young.
I forget about that.
Very, very. Anyway, it's a long story, but I support Queensland.
Why is that?
Well, it's pathetic.
It's a long story, but it's not going through it now. We can explore it later.
Okay.
We're speaking to someone who's most excited.
Yeah, it should be.
Absolutely. Who we got, Aaron?
Well, we've got Maxine Martin, who is the mother of Liam, who's making his State of Origin debut. Maxine, you're in Townsville now. First of all, congratulations to you and everything you've done to get him to this place.
Oh, thank you very much, everyone. As I said, this to get to be here, it's just overwhelming, you know, the sort of thing, this small country town. And like Ed, some of them support Queenslanders. I don't understand it.
They should have.
And when I arrived at the airport yesterday, it's very maroon up here, very maroon.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I'm just so excited for the opportunity. And I can tell you, you know, sort of just I've been sitting here this morning. It's a beautiful morning. The sun's shining. It's not like 15 degrees. No rain. So I reckon it's perfect playing it up here. The boys are going to play so well. I just have that feeling. So
we had the coach on the radio the other day, Freddie Fittler, and he told us about something that went on in the change rooms during the camp. And let's play it here.
We had some jersey presentations last time when the players playing their first game, their families came in. So everyone was just in tears because we had parents talking about their kids growing up and what it meant to their families and where they're from. And it was pretty cool.
Pretty cool, he said. Maxine, were you one of the people speaking?
I was one of the people speaking. It was, you know, when you talk about moments in your life, that was a moment in my life. It was just amazing. And I'm so proud of Liam. I'm just so proud of Liam. But I said the energy in that room was just amazing. It was amazing. So, you know, it was an experience up there. You know, we ride our life sometimes, ups and downs. That's the pinnacle at the moment. So,
hey, you mentioned from a small town. Tell us about where you're from and what it's like.
Well, I live at Bar Medman. I work at West Wyalong where Liam went to school, and then I was the mum at Tamora, so that's where we did our sport and all my family are. So it was, and those communities are just, it's just been unreal, the bounce that's there. West Wyalong High and Primary are having a Blues Day today, so there'll be lots of blue out there where the kids are wearing their jerseys. And then, you know, the money goes to, I think it's being raised for mental health sort of avenues. And, you know, my dad stood in front of the Airy Park. My dad's 88, in front of the Airy Park preschool where Liam went to preschool with the banner and his jersey out front. So the small towns, it's overwhelming what this has done for them. And I'm just so excited, you know, that I'm hoping that energy will get kids excited about football, excited about opportunity. You can do anything from small towns. Nothing can stop you, you know.
No doubt about it. Can I ask just before, what are the words you say to Liam? What do you always say to him about when he plays? Because I say to my kids, enjoy it, enjoy it. What do you say?
Well, I've just texted him and I've got those words. That's exactly what I say. Enjoy the moment, play your best, or play yourself, you know, just play as yourself. And, just enjoy it. It's just those levels. I certainly do say enjoy it.
Now, Maxine, you mentioned mental health earlier and you mentioned the energy from the town. I know there's going to be an energy with Liam, and that is your other son, Jared, who unfortunately took his life 7 years ago. Liam speaks about what he means to him and the driving force of that support. How emotional does that make you?
It makes me emotional, but, you know, Jared's with us all the time. He, you know, he sort of is there. I can't explain it, I guess. But, you know, the mental health is something we need to work hard to address. You know, I think we're moving forward a lot, but we've still got a lot to do. You know, there's been spates of suicide recently in the area, and it's just challenging.
It really is. I tell you what helps, and that's Liam talking about it a lot. I know that helps so many people. You can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 if you are affected by that. But we are so excited for you and your whole family, Maxine. It's going to be incredible. Where are you watching? Are you in a special section?
Yes, we're in with the family. So I've got my children with me. The only two, well, three, my son-in-law and my two younger grandchildren didn't come, but the 6 months here, we've got the bow for the hair. And
how vocal are you during the games, Maxine? Are you very vocal? Do you tell the refs exactly where they got things wrong, or how do you go with that?
Well, I think I've become more mellow. You know,
yeah, really.
Yeah, but, over the journey.
But But I talked the game. I said, anyone that sits near me, I've talked the game. And I said, I think that reflects back to when I could sit in the car and watch the boys play and you'd play the game.
You just want to be honking the horn.
You and Hughesy could talk for hours about the ins and outs of rugby league vaccine.
I love it. It's going to be so big tonight. It's huge. What's your prediction of the scoreline?
I think our boys will win. I think it'll be about 24-12.
Yeah. I hope so, Maxine. There we go.
All right, Maxine, thanks for your time.
Today FM.
Now, this time yesterday, Erin Molan was on the way to the hospital to look after a lovely daughter, Eliza, who's had some grommets put in her ears, and that's all worked out. But while you're away, Erin, we did something. You knew in the Signal group, the chat group that we do, that I'd got contacted by a woman called Florence who claimed that she wanted to talk to me.
Yeah.
And you also get these messages and from scammers, basically.
No, mine are from real people, to be honest.
You're real people. Yeah. Well, I just get scammers. You don't know people actually in love with you. I just get scammers.
But you decided to take it on and see how you could go with it and try and lure her in.
Have a chat to her.
Yeah, about some of your interests, which were mainly hunting. It's a little bit of back and forth, me playing Florence yesterday.
So this was on air, was it?
Okay, honey. You sure? What do you most like to do on a day off? Which country are you from?
I'm from Australia, so on my days off, I like to hunt. It is so much fun.
Okay, honey.
Have you ever hunted?
Oh, what interests you the most? No, please, honey.
I like the sport of hunting. I'm a great shot.
Baby, are you there?
Wait, whose hon is that? Honey?
Yeah, Florence is calling me honey. And these are the actual words that Florence is using. So, I mean, Ed's really got into the role. And yeah, so I ended up talking about, you know, I like to hunt native animals here in Australia. Yeah, and so that was, obviously Florence is not following what we're doing really online because we're posting it basically on the same Instagram account that she's chatting to me on.
Correct.
So it continued last night.
This is
a continuation. I'll go from the last message I said yesterday and we'll go from there. All right.
Yes.
She goes, honey, where have you been?
Where have you been?
I've been thinking about us. Is this right? Will you love me even when I start to lose my aim and we have to get some of our meat from the grocery store?
Okay, honey. Aings. Love is a burning desire that makes your heart light on fire. Love is being with you. Someone saying, I love you too. Love is your teacher kiss, something I never want to miss. Love is you and me, and that is all I need.
How do you like your roadkill cooked?
I do like it. Honey, do you want me to show you how to prepare it?
Yes, please.
Oh, I don't know how to do it, please. Hello, my dear. How are you today and how was your night? I hope you slept well. Mine was also good with good dreams. A new day is here and I wish may it fills your life with new hopes and aspirations. Good morning, my dear Dave in capitals.
Now, every time I fire my shotgun, I think of you. My aim is always true. I shower my prey in pallets. This morning I nailed a koala 40 metres up a gum tree. It fell into my arms. I imagined it was you.
Okay, nice, honey.
I'm still cuddling the furry bloody corpse. Looking into its dead eyes, imagining the life we will have.
Okay, honey. Thank you, babe, for your sweet love and caring. I completely understand everything as it is, and I know that soon enough we could get to share what we feel. It is a promise.
It's time for Blinky to go in the oven. Waste not, want not. I will gnaw on him and think of you a bit later.
Oh, okay, honey. Baby, I miss you rough. I need your help.
I microwave the koala. A bit dry, but still good chow. What's your best eating local treat there?
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I know that you think about me. I want you to do something for me. Are you excited to meet me someday?
I'll do anything for you, but I won't kill platypus. They remind me too much of my bill-nosed, web-footed nana.
Oh, LOL, honey, crying face. I miss you, Ruff.
That's where we're at.
She's into it.
Wait. I want to know what she wants you to do. I suspect it's going to involve transferring money.
No!
Oh,
this is the moment of truth, I think, for Erin Molan. I mean, who's going to tell it?
I am. Because yesterday we were discussing Pilates and I got some people attempted to get me in trouble, but I stand by it because we were talking about Pilates and Ez's desire to get a bubble butt. And
Just bigger than my butt.
That's what you said, Ez. A bigger butt. And I said this
small
about...
Small bubbles.
All right.
Medium ago, okay.
Yeah, just a couple of hubba bubbas.
And I said this about Pilates.
Couple of dinner bowls, yeah.
It's not going to do what you want, Erin. What you have told me many times is that you want to build a bootay.
Measure it and we'll come back in 2 months and you guys see.
Yeah, all right. Well, Husey, put Husey's hands on it now and then we'll see if he feels a difference in a couple of months.
Do I speak that loudly or is that just audio really high?
No, you're excited.
It's really annoying.
Because I didn't put the hands on it, by the way. It didn't happen. It's not where we're at.
Do you want some measurements? Because we've measured everybody's butt now.
So yeah. Just for so you know, it's gone round from the front to the back in a like a spherical motion. So not from, because I've also measured from bottom of back to under the crack.
No. I know that I have the biggest
butt. This is protrusion. And in currently in middle place is myself on 39 inches and 99 centimetres.
Can I just, Erin, I touched Ed's.
Did you?
Yeah, I touched his one of his cheeks.
Was it coit?
It was, you know what, it reminded me of a blueberry I've just got out of the freezer. But tiny and firm.
Tiny, if you think his is tiny, Jesus.
Tiny blueberries under his trouser.
In first place, grab the berries. In first place is, Husey, 42 inches, 107 centimetres of firm, proud rump.
I'm embarrassed now. I don't want to know.
And now, and bringing up the rear, pun intended, is our very own Erin Mullen. With a tinsy wincy 38 inches 96 centimeter.
Wait. Baby got
ballet. It's a tiny butt.
You're burying the lead. What? Ed's 39 inches, mine's 38.
No, Ed has a tiny butt.
Yeah, but I'm only an inch off Ed.
Ed's basically, it's like he's walking around on two jumps.
Can we not focus on me? What we've got is options.
Jump and jump.
What's at the head of the lollipop? I'm confused.
Honestly, jump and jump's bigger than his butt.
My legs are a bit stick-like as well.
Nothing with your butt.
It's embarrassing. I'm going to put myself on this improvement list. Listen.
Okay. I am certainly the Kim Kardashian of this.
For a number of reasons. And can we say that you've also spent this whole segment with your hands massaging your own buttocks?
Well, you know what? If you can't look after yourself, who can you look after? But who are we talking to?
Here we go. Let's go to, because we started to talk about surgical options as
I'm big on this.
Oh, no, hang on.
I'm telling you now.
Can we hear someone out, please?
Okay,
first?
No, fine, fair enough.
Can we hear from the Mance Clinic located in Paddington and the CBD, the best in the business, Dr. Naomi McMullen? Good morning, Dr. Naomi.
McCullum.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, I've had Dr. Naomi on my TV show. Usually we have
a problem. I've seen Dr. Naomi before.
She injected me.
She did.
Back in the day, didn't you, Dr. Naomi?
I did. You haven't come in for your top-up, Husey.
I know. But the thing is, for my face, we just need...
Start again. It's a knockdown.
I'd have been there all day. I'd be on there all day, every day.
It's like that house that just got sold without a kitchen that went for $5 million over the reserve, Naomi.
I appreciate that, it's
a knockdown. It's got good views, but it's a knockdown.
Now, hey, it's not about my face. This is about Erin's butt. And
God.
Dr. Naomi, what can be done from your perspective to help the derriere-challenged Erin Mullen?
So Erin doesn't want surgery, is that right?
Correct.
I know. She doesn't know what she wants. Honestly, she's,
I know I
she's
don't
wandering
want
around in the wilderness. What would you advise her? And Ed is trying to get her to do squats. I'm like,
well, that's a good start.
Yeah, and I have started doing Pilates on the big machine things that roll back and forward, and I've got another class this morning. So, yeah,
we want quick results.
Erin, are you quite petite?
Well, I'm tall. I'm big boned, but I'm quite slim. I'm very slim. So
you've seen Erin before?
Okay,
no,
not seen her on Channel 9, Dr. Naomi. She's very visible. Not quite how busy your surgery is, but she's really quite famous. She's on a lot of billboards around town at the moment.
It is from the front, though.
You probably don't see a lot of my bum on TV.
Most of your presenting is done front.
I'll give you a quote that an NRL player once said to me, James Maloney said to me, your legs are attached to your back.
Oh, Maloney, good line, but that's uncalled for.
Yeah, so that gives you an idea. But it's gotten better.
Okay. What, so what about some injections, Aaron?
Yeah.
Why are you guys celebrating that?
Because
we're into it.
Quick results, and we want results that come about without any personal effort.
Well, doctor, just tell us what it involves. Let me humour these two idiots for a little while and give our listeners some information.
Yeah, we can inject some biostimulator. It's really easy. It takes about half an hour, and then it gradually grows, and then we do a second treatment at 8 weeks, and we keep going till you're happy.
Wait, what grows?
Your bum.
What?
Yeah. So the biostimulator, is it injecting live culture into her bum? Or what's going on? What is growing in there? Is it her actual bum that's growing, or are we growing?
Is it cannabis?
what's growing?
It's like a filler.
Oh, yeah. So it expands.
So is that what people do in their lips?
We use a different thing in the butt to the lips, but yeah, it's very similar.
Is it like roof insulation? Do you know what I mean? Where you sort of really just sort of, doesn't that expand?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. So keep it
exactly
warm as
like
well.
Roof insulation.
Okay, now Dr. Naomi, I imagine it.
I like it. How much?
Yeah.
What are we talking?
Give us a ballpark, Dr. Naomi.
You'd probably do about $3,000 worth at a time.
That's it.
Is that each cheek or is it for the double cheeker?
Double cheeker.
You're not
going to get one cheek done. Just go on left side for the next few years. What?
That's a double cheeker.
It's perfectly safe. The Man's Clinic located in Paddington in the CB. Dr. Naomi McCullum.
You've had a lot of happy customers over many years.
Thank you.
Have you?
Thank
you.
She has.
A lot of happy customers, haven't you, Dr. Naomi?
Of course.
Thank you, doctor.
See?
You take
care. Yeah, well, what do you think?
Thank you so much.
Is it an option? Say yes.
I'm a 37-year-old mother. I don't actually care.
Well, hang on.
Well, that's a yes then.
Just for content. I mean, it'd be nice if it built, but I'm not going to, like, I've got bigger things to worry about. I've got to pay a mortgage. I've got to.
Modelling work.
Yeah, that's exactly. Okay. Okay, I know what you want me to do. I'll look into it. Thank you so much.
That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew catch-up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks to Suncorp Bank. Everyday banking as individual as you are.